Doctor Strange is attacking, and you just throw out your Bellsprout. Just Bellsprout. He's traveling around time. Just hang out for a second. He pops back up.
He'll come back up. Wrap him up.
Get him with a vine whip. Hey, this is Fox Mickey.
This is CJ Cosmo.
And this is the Poker World Podcast.
Podcast hosted by two guys who are probably too old to be talking about Pokemon.
In this episode, we are selecting teams of three Pokemon that can defeat superheroes. But first, it's time for...
The funniest thing that happened in Pokeworld today.
Here we go.
Yes, sir, the funniest thing that we saw in Pokeworld today. And it happens to be a post on Facebook that I saw, kind of a comic book type thing that I saw. It was a Gyarados battling another Pokemon, and Gyarados uses Hyper Beam, and it says, the Pokemon avoided the attack, dot, dot, dot. The trainer did not. And you just see the trainer's feet, and the rest of his or her body is just vaporized.
See, that's always...
And then the next segment is them hiding... The trainer and Gyarados hiding behind a tree as the police come and investigate.
That's pretty solid.
Yeah, that is pretty solid. It was super solid. I don't have the name of who posted that, but I will repost that on social to give them credit. It was hilarious. That was the funniest thing that I saw in Pokeworld today.
So, well done.
Yeah, made me laugh hysterically multiple times. So... with that, let's get into the episode. Our first superhero. We've selected three superheroes. We're going to select at max three Pokemon to defeat the superhero. The first one up is the Flash. Why don't you start us off here?
So for me, I'm not normally a DC guy, but Flash is one of my favorites when it comes to that side of comic books. More of a Marvel guy. But diving into the Flash, people perceive weaknesses he has, but for the most part, he doesn't really have any. The biggest one that I found is respiration. Hmm. So the biggest problem he runs into is when he's trying to save Aquaman. Hmm. And the thing is that when he starts moving that fast, he breathes that fast. So, while he's doing that, he has to hold his breath. If he stops holding his breath, that's like taking 1,000 breaths of water once as soon as he opens his mouth.
Yeah.
As soon as he does.
And how many Pokemon did you select here?
I had two that I think could take care of it, but I added a third just, to finish it off.
Yeah.
So, Volcarona. So, not a really intimidating Pokemon, but what it does naturally is scatter scales that are very hot, and they absorb oxygen.
Is this like a slippery banana peel type situation where he slips on it?
We're getting there, yeah. So, Volcarona absorbs the oxygen.
Yeah.
So, that's, you have Volcarona throwing that shit wherever and puts it all out there. Then, you bring out Gyarados, who does Twister, water. And so the Flash is enraptured in this, spinning tower of water.
Okay.
All surrounded by heat that is no oxygen. And so he basically is not going to be able to go anywhere where he can breathe. Everywhere around him is going to be robbed of oxygen. And eventually he's going to have to take a breath and he's going to die.
Hmm.
As soon as, all you got to do is put it off until he has to... can't hold his breath any longer.
What about if he runs around it?
He can't. There's water everywhere.
Yeah, but okay, so he's charging in, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he just goes a mile north and then comes back around.
He still has to come back. You have a giant water twister around your Pokemon.
It just surrounds them the entire time. And he eventually slows down, and then Gyarados can just hyper beam his ass if he slows down.
Yep.
Okay. That's solid.
I did not think about him stopping.
Yeah, he could just
that
stop.
That is one thing. Yeah, I didn't think about that. But anyways, no, wait. So my third thing was, if all else fails, Beartick will just freeze that motherfucker.
Beartick, you went with the knights. Yeah. Yeah. If he stops, Beartick just freeze him.
Yeah.
Solid. Yeah. I actually, for all three of these, I didn't do any ice kind of freezing thing. So that's solid. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So you're three to take down the Flash.
Volcarona, Gyarados, Beartick.
And the Flash is really screwed if he runs into the twister of Gyarados.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. That's solid. You really thought that one out. Good job.
I did.
Golf
I
clap.
I did.
Golf clap for cause.
Yeah. I did really go into that.
You went into the weaknesses. And yeah. Man, the breathing thing. That was solid. So for me, I went with my three. I started out with who's the fastest Pokemon that exists. And I don't think we're not going with legendaries or anything. So I went with my boy Dragapult. He's got a top speed of 142. Not going to catch the Flash, but maybe he could hang for a moment, you know? So I got him on my team. And then I have Metagross, who has Psychic. And he's also got like Bullet Punch and Meteor Mash. And the idea would be Dragapult chases this son of a bitch down. He catches him for a second and uses Draco Meteor and just stops him for a second. And then you use Metagross Psychic to freeze him. Then once he's frozen, you just attack the guy.
Yeah, the whole thing is to get him to stop moving.
You get him to stop.
I didn't think about that.
My idea was you get him to, you have a Psychic Pokemon who uses Psychic and freezes him in the air, and then everyone attacks him. So you've got Dragapult, the fastest. He's not the fastest one. He's like 12th on the list. He's up there. He's super fast. And then Metagross hits him with a Psychic. And then Dragapult hits him with a Draco Meteor. And then you've got Metagross with a Bullet Punch or the Meteor Mash. And then also, I have Electrode on this team. Electrode, in that instance, he would use Explosion. Like, he'd roll his ass up to
blow up.
No. But what I learned in this research, Electrode is the fifth fastest Pokemon. Is that freaking crazy to you?
So he just rolls?
He rolls, fast as hell, dude. Out of 1,027 Pokemon, he is the fifth fastest.
That bothers me immensely.
It bothered me too, a lot. Yeah. So that's why I put him on the team, because he was on that list of like the fastest.
Of being able to, yeah.
Yeah. But I could have picked any number of them, because once he's frozen psychically, you just get one Pokemon that can just hit him, slow him down, psychic, full-on attack. That was the idea. All right, we are on number two. Our second superhero is Doctor Strange. Why don't you give us the lowdown on Doctor Strange before I dive into my Pokemon here, Kaz?
Well, for Doctor Strange, I found this one to be kind of simple. While I find Doctor Strange to be kind of a badass, via the comic books and backstory, it is fairly easy to stop him from doing his thing.
Yeah, see, I had more of a problem with Doctor Strange.
Really?
Yeah, I did. Because he can travel through time. He can use magical powers. It's difficult against the Pokemon. So the first place I went was the time traveling. I was like, if I select three Pokemon to knock Doctor Strange out, take him on in a battle, I got to have a time traveler on that team. In case he disappears to a different time, you got to go fight him or something. So I went with Baltoy. Baltoy, looks like a top. For those of you who don't know, Baltoy discovered in ancient ruins, and he has the ability to travel through time. So I got that guy on the team. Baltoy also brings the ability of explosion and self-destruct. So if you're in a pickle, take one for the team, Baltoy. If he's in close, explode.
Just blow up.
Blow up. Blow up. Take one for the team. So I got Ball Toy on the team. So my whole idea for the three-team premise to take out Doctor Strange was I've got Ball Toy, who can handle the time traveling, and in case of emergency, blow up. Then I want a strong defender. I want all three of my Pokemon to stay together. And I've got Ball Toy, who can take them to different times and match Doctor Strange. And then I've got a defender, basically a tank, who can take damage and use Protect on the team. And then I have a psychic Pokemon again. I think I have a psychic Pokemon in all these. They can just freeze the son of a bitch. So I have Ball Toy, Bastiodon, who is an absolute tank in the video game series. I see a lot of people using Bastiodon teams. And then I have Espeon as my psychic Pokemon. I would have went with Metagross again. I love Metagross. But I thought I should change it up. So I went with Espeon. So the idea would be they all hang out together. Ball Toy's traveling around. And he's just kind of hanging out. Bastiodon's got the Protect up. And then when they get him in close, Espeon freezes him with Psychic. And the same thing. You would have Ball Toy use Explosion. You'd have Bastiodon attack with whatever, you know, Iron Head or whatever he uses. And then Espeon just uses Psychic and throws him to the ground.
I like that. It's well put together.
Yeah, yeah.
You're going to hate me with mine.
Okay, what do you got? What do you got?
So, the Doctor Strange has very odd weaknesses. In the comic books, actually, one way that Thanos stops Doctor Strange, like, you know, keeps him from doing anything, is he strangles him. Because then he can't talk. Mm-hmm. He can't make an incantation. So he has to be able to talk and move his hands to do the thing he's doing. So my thing was Arbok or Onyx, even Bellsprout, wrap that son of a bitch up. Do his mouth, get his arms by his side. He can't do anything. He can't cast a spell. He can't do whatever.
If you had any human being wrapped in an Onyx bind, they would be crushed to dust.
Well, that's not true. Well, a human being, we're talking superheroes.
Okay,
talking superheroes right now. So Doctor Strange,
he's still like a living human being.
Yeah, I know, but he's a superhero. But I'm saying, so once you wrap his arms up and shut his mouth, he's useless. Yeah. He can't do anything. So then maybe not just Onyx, but Bellsprout might be the best one. Just wrap him up in vines, he's done.
Well, that was simple.
Yeah, I know. I'm telling you, that's what I told you. Doctor Strange for me was simple. He has to cast spells. Once you stop him from casting the spells, he can't do anything.
Doctor Strange is attacking and you just throw out your Bellsprout. Just Bellsprout. He's traveling around time. Just hang out for a second. When he pops back up.
He'll come back up. Wrap him up.
Get him with a vine whip. Bellsprout, vine whip, boom.
More than I was going to say Bulbasaur, just because of what you see in the anime. He wraps people up, saves Ash, stuff like that. You just throw Bulbasaur out, wrap Doctor Strange up, and he's like, God, I want to cast this spell. And then he can't.
It goes back to the funniest thing I saw today. You wrap Doctor Strange up. Gyarados Hyper Beam and just eviscerate him. Just poof.
Can't cast his little spells, man.
Oh, God, that's hilarious. Okay, let's go on to number three. Number three on our list is Spider-Man. Why don't you go first on this one, Cos?
All right. So, guessing you guys don't know, Spider-Man is my favorite superhero. So, deep down, I know no Pokemon could ever fully defeat Spider-Man.
That's a lie. I've got
this one. This is my attempt. And I still don't think it would actually beat him because he's genius and all sorts of jazz. So, one of Spider-Man's weaknesses is chloroethane. It's a mixture, it's like ethyl chloride, something like that. And they explain it, so chloroethane. It's a combination of two gases, chloride and methane. I
feel like that's a weakness for everyone.
Okay, but regardless. So particularly towards Spider-Man, that is one of his weaknesses. And that is one of the things that slows down his web attacks. It slows him down, essentially. You could basically just have a wheezing or coughing, have them suck up these chemicals, and then when they do their smog or whatever, they spray those chemicals at Spider-Man, freezes him, and then one of Spider-Man's other weaknesses is water. Not so much as much as the chloroethane, but water is a similar thing. Slows it down, fucks with his webs. So then I would follow that up with Blastoise Hydro Pump. And then he's all just done. He can't use webs, everything's soaked, the chemicals are soaking into him. Finish it with Charizard. Full on flamethrower. At the end of the day, he's a bug.
Light him on fire.
He's a bug. So, bug man, but at the end of the day, he's still a bug.
Well thought out. I don't think as highly of Spider-Man as you do.
I know you don't.
Yeah.
He's my favorite superhero.
Yeah.
Everything about Spider-Man is fantastic. He's like this guy who gets like these powers that are just to climb on walls, but he invents these like web shooters. He does all this stuff. He does insane pendulum math problems while he's flying through the air.
Yeah, I do not think as highly of Spider-Man.
I know you don't.
So in my mind, okay, so Spider-Man, he's got the ability to, like you said, mathematically like move around quickly, and he's like shifty. He's very shifty. Mm-hmm. He's like a shifty guy. So I was thinking, I want a Pokemon whose move never misses. So I said, give me two Lucarios who can use Aura Sphere. Does 80 damage. It's one of the highest moves that never misses. Aura Sphere. Give me two of those guys. And then Jigglypuff. He gets close. Jigglypuff sing. Put him to sleep. And then Lucario's just poof, poof, just like take him down. But also, if he happens to get by and he's not asleep, Lucario's great hand-to-hand combat. You got two of those guys versus Spider-Man.
I don't know. I still think Spider-Man wins. Even with mine, I think Spider-Man wins. So,
I don't think so.
That's fair enough.
He has to sleep. He has to sleep. Put him to sleep, hit him with the Norosphere, the guy's done.
I just don't think he'd get put to sleep.
I don't even think he'd get to Jigglypuff because the Norosphere doesn't miss.
Yeah, but in the Pokemon world,
that's the whole thing. Yeah, that's the whole thing. He would be able to hit. Would he be able to hit the Flash?
Probably not. That's why we had the whole freaking thing
about you gotta slow Flash. Down. Yeah.
Yeah, you can't just have, oh, this attack hits everybody. But we would just, Fox, you could just choose that Pokemon for each one of those superheroes.
And just if hit it's an attack
that never misses.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But.
You gotta be. Like,
especially what? For Spider-Man, because he's not moving particularly. Like, he's not moving insanely fast. He's swinging around and stuff. But not faster than there's Pokemon that move around quickly too.
Yeah.
Aura Sphere doesn't miss a Dragapult when they're flying through the air.
Yeah.
Still hits him. He's gonna hit Spider-Man.
That's just what I'm saying. You could have used any Pokemon with 100% attack on any of these guys.
Yeah. But you could make the case for the Flash. It's not the same deal
for the Flash. I don't know if it's 100% attack rate.
You can make the case for Doctor Strange because he could disappear into a different dimension.
Yeah.
You can't make the case for Spider-Man because he's just swinging around. He can't go anywhere. He can just swing around.
Fair enough.
Aura Sphere is going to get his ass.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you got two of them.
Two people sending
that. Send it. Send it and send it and send it. And if he gets close, sing away, Jigglypuff.
I think that is a solid strategy, but Spider-Man would still win.
You have a soft spot for Spider-Man.
I do.
It clouds your judgment, young Padawan.
It does cloud my judgment. But also, Spider-Man has fought much more formidable foes than Pokemon.
I don't know. How many foes has he fought that can use Hyper Beam?
None, but they can do other stuff.
He fought a Green Goblin.
Well, Green Goblin is one of the weakest of them all. He's just a man who took superhuman potion. We need to not get into Spider-Man villains because I'll talk all night about Spider-Man villains.
Yeah, I think our listeners have a lot to say about that, and I would love to hear it.
I want you all to come at me with the Spider-Man stuff, and I'll tell you how Spider-Man will survive that shit.
Sure you will.
If I could be Spider-Man's sidekick, that'd be so fun. But hey, we're getting off topic. I'm getting my Spider-Man boner. So let's get off this subject.
Yeah. Well, that's the end of the episode. We'll end it on the boner note.
You should never end on a boner.
God damn it.
Peace out, y'all.